Chapter 48. Michael glanced around the dimly lit corridor. The coast was clear. Whipping out his notepad, he scribbled down the new patient's maladies and the fatality rates from the previous night. So far, his prediction was holding up. The only problem was, he had no idea why. He was no closer to identifying a root cause behind the patterns of who lived and died. The doctors did their best with all patients, but even they seemed none the wiser as to who would actually make it. None of their footnotes featured any sort of prognosis, just instructions for treatment. The only system Michael knew of that reliably staved off death was his own secret offering system. The door at the far end of the corridor swung open. Michael hid his notepad and gripped his trolley, ready to resume work, until he caught a better look at the newcomers. They looked to be in their late 20s. Both were furtive and seemed concerned. Michael shrunk into the shadows and watched as they scurried into the ward beyond. Silently, Michael wheeled his trolley after them. The couple stepped inside a single occupancy room at the end of the ward. It had been empty last night, but clearly today there was a new guest who had a couple of after-hours visitors. The male visitor lingered in the threshold with his hands rigidly shoved into his pockets and his shoulders hunched up by his ears. The light from the open cubicle lingered like someone had left the refrigerator door open. It caught the tears on the young woman's face as she stepped inside with her hands covering her mouth. Ditching the trolley, Michael skulked closer, approaching a side window into the room and peering in. The new patient was on life support. An iron lung wheezed beside them, among a forest of cables and drips. The grief-stricken woman edged closer while her accomplice hissed at her to be quick. She took a seat on the patient's bed and raised a hand to the unconscious woman's hair. The patient looked even older than Michael's ancient neighbor, with thin, wiry white hair and skin like old boots. Thick bandages covered the woman's wrists and thighs. From the few patches of skin Michael could see, her complexion was a sea of yellow and blue, like she was a giant human bruise. She looked as close to death as anyone he'd ever seen in the hospital. His eyes darted to the woman's medical chart, but her name was missing. In its place were simply the words Ministry Aware. A chill swept over Michael as he realized what he was looking at. The injured woman's eyes fluttered open. She blinked hazily at the visitor and gave a small, pained tilt of the head. Tears flowed freely from the younger woman as she leaned in and kissed the patient's forehead. The older woman closed her eyes and nodded once more. The weeping visitor took a deep breath, then unplugged all of the life support equipment in the cubicle. The mechanical lung wheezed to a halt, and the old woman fell still beneath her defunct mask. With a final exhalation, her head rolled to the side. As the grieving lady sobbed, the younger man hurried in, steering her away towards the exit. Seeing Michael, the couple froze. Michael, equally shocked, made no movement and simply stared back at them. The young man took a cautious half-step forwards. Then, sensing they would meet no resistance, took his partner's arm and fled past Michael to the exits beyond. Michael watched the couple leave, then retraced his steps, returning to his bedpan collection in the neighboring rooms as if nothing had happened. A security guard burst into the ward, dripping with sweat and flanked by two automatons. One glided straight for the dead woman's cubicle while the other secured the far exit. The man made a beeline for Michael.
Have you seen two civilians up here? We had reports of intruders, panted the guard.
Michael nodded.
I saw two people leaving, but I figured they must be nurses or something. I didn't see them properly. They were gone pretty much instantly.
Which way do they go?
Urged the guard. Michael pointed in the opposite direction to the couple's actual escape.
Thanks. This way,
yelled the guard, racing off and radioing his colleagues. A cardiac alarm sounded from the dead woman's room. The automaton must have reconnected her machines. The on-duty night medics hurried from the adjoining wards to answer the call, but Michael knew there was nothing that could be done.
As his watch chimed 2 a.m., he slipped away from the futile resuscitation efforts and headed home to collect that night's offering.